life today.
Is gripped by cold weather. How cold is it where you are? A lot of people, unfortunately, wiping out because of black ice. I mentioned this in a previous hour. Be careful out there. Ice is ice, baby, and sometimes you can't see it, especially under the snow. In fact, I had a terrible crash in Ohio. Four people were killed in a van truck crash on a highway there. So sad to see those kind of headlines, obviously. So sad to find out more details on that airport video that shows the security guard simply leaving his post. And then, of course, in Newark, everybody was subjected to going through security again and delayed, and 6 hours of nonsense ensued. A lot of people getting on international flights. And so, of course, the airlines, that's where we begin here on America Tonight. Kate hanging with you coast to coast and everywhere in between. We've got a lot of email. We'll get to the email later this hour. Plus, in the third hour, don't forget, we have Nail the Score. All right, speaking of nailing it, the president says the anti-terror buck stops with him, that he's taking responsibility for the failures that led to the near disastrous December 25th attack on that Detroit airplane. And also, once again, vowed that the problems would be corrected and talked about specifically the lapses that were widespread, but also pretty much said nobody would be fired. And he also didn't tell intelligence officials to change what they're doing. So instead, he told them to do it better, faster, and they've got to figure it out. Wow. So clearly, there is a lot of potential, and this is what's being talked about, for massive political fallout, obviously, on this one. So, okay, he did say it's a war with Al-Qaeda. And you haven't heard that kind of tone, I think, from this president, the entire year that he's been the commander and chief. So what do the lieutenants think? And when I say lieutenants, I'm talking about the people who are part of the security process, because also there were a lot of questions as to, you know, Janet Napolitano and John Brennan and where their agencies fell short, or what they're doing in the future and what the changes ultimately are going to be. That was part of this whole press briefing, if you will, on security. So here's what the Deputy National Security Advisor John Brennan told reporters about the flaws discovered by the National Security Review of the Christmas Day terror plot.
This was not a failure to collect or share intelligence. It was a failure to connect and integrate and understand the intelligence we had. We didn't follow up and prioritize a stream of intelligence indicating that Al-Qaeda in Raven Peninsula sought to strike our homeland, because no one intelligence entity or team or task force was assigned responsibility for doing that follow-up investigation. The intelligence fell through the cracks. This happened in more than one organization. This contributed to the larger failure to connect the fragments of intelligence that could have revealed the plot, Abdulmutallab's extremist views, AQAP's involvement with the Nigerian, its desire to strike the U.S. homeland. This, in turn, fed into shortcomings in the watchlisting system, both human and technological, which resulted in Abdulmutallab not being placed on the watch list, thereby allowing him to board a plane in Amsterdam for Detroit. And while the watch listing system is not broken, how the intelligence community feeds information into that system clearly needs to be strengthened.
All right, clearly needs to be strengthened. Boy, we've heard that before. That's the only problem with this. It's almost ringing empty, I think. And we go from John Brennan to somebody who I think, honestly, has dropped the ball too many times and shouldn't be in the position that she's in. But the security of Homeland Security, Janet Napolitano, threw in her too.
The Department of Homeland Security works day in and day out with the NCTC and with other members of the intelligence community. These are dedicated men and women. All of them are dedicated to the safety of the United States. Here, as John has indicated, we simply had a systemic failure. Now, DHS, as you know, uses the list as the cornerstone of our efforts to prevent suspected terrorists from boarding airplanes bound for the United States. Second, we will establish a partnership on aviation screening technology between DHS and the Department of Energy and its national laboratories. This will allow government to use the expertise that the national labs have to develop new and more effective technologies so that we can react not only to known threats, but also to proactively anticipate new ways by which terrorists could seek to board our aircraft.
All right, new ways. You mean like when a guard walks away in Newark and a kiss becomes more than just a kiss? Oh, let me give my sweetie a goodbye kiss. I'm going to just pierce through this area where only passengers are supposed to go, and I'm going to walk her to the gate, and then I'm going to slip by. I mean, come on. All right, so that's, again, what two in positions of power had to say about the security. We'll let you hear what Obama said a little bit later in the show, too, some of the stuff that I just mentioned. You can throw in your two cents on this very simple question, and this is all I'm asking, not thoughts about the vast conspiracy or any of the other things related to this. Just simply answer this question, America. One, are you worried about flying? Yes or no? Is it sometimes, and is it just depending on where you're going to go? On some of the stuff that you've been hearing over the last couple of weeks, and even before that, let's face it. Lauren in Ohio, hey, you got the first crack. Hey.
Hey, how you doing, sweetie?
Good. What do you think? Yes, no, sometimes?
Well,
how do you feel?
I'm not afraid to fly because, you know, this is a big scam, and I know you don't want to talk about all that, so I'll just go quickly to a couple of points. The scanner the guy was asking about,
mm-hmm.
That's a full naked picture of you. Every herpes sore he's got, every pubic hair, it's all going to be on there.
It depends on the kind, because I've talked to someone from the company. There's two different versions. That's the thing.
The whole
Which
point
one?
Is, if Hitler would have said, we're taking pictures of y'all naked through your clothes, how well do you think that would have gone over? Us sitting here in America in the 1930s and 40s, as much flapper girls and flapping and drinking and partying was going on, how many people do you think would have let somebody take a pep? I don't care how blurred it was. Look at your naked body.
All right, so we know you're saying no. I know. So you're saying no to the body scanners. I got that. Did you have another point on the airport stuff?
Well, no, because it's all fake. If they really wanted to expose something, have you ever heard of Sybil Edmonds?
Yes.
Okay, well, you know, she's sitting there, an NSA translator, telling you that Osama bin Laden was working for the CIA up until the day of the bombing. Because she was listening and recording all this stuff and translating it. She went in front of the National Press Club and exposed it. They told her to shut up. They put a gag order on her, which she finally broke because she's trying to get through all of this nonsense. We're sitting here preparing and preparing and preparing for the terrorists. They're going to hit us. They're going to hit us. They're going to hit us. Yeah, but it's the same terrorists that are hitting the Iraqis. It's the same terrorists that are hitting the Afghanistanis. Those people didn't do anything to us. Those were...
All right. Actually, it's interesting. There are some people, you're right, in the mix of all this, there are some people that didn't do anything to us, and that's part of the problem. And ultimately, though, it's getting to the people that are trying to get through to the system, right? 800-259-5791, America Tonight.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolite, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolife and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
All right, we're talking about flying now as a result of all the things that we're hearing about security lapses, not just Newark, not just the thing in Detroit, and some other places, too. I've said this before, there's not a 100% security net that would go across any system any way. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. And the question becomes, because I've gotten lots of emails from many of you listening to us on stations across the United States, as to whether or not I felt it was safe to fly. And as somebody who, you know, my family all lives back east, I got family all over the other parts of the country too, I'm going to be flying. And I don't think you should feel so paranoid you don't fly. And this was a big fat wake-up call to the security lapses, not just with the Detroit situation, but in some other areas, I think, as well. Let's go out to our pal, Pete. We haven't talked to him in a long time in Michigan. Pete, how are you?
Good morning, Kate. How are you?
I'm great. How are you? I was just mentioned you the other day on the air. I gave a shout-out to you.
Well, it's 8 degrees here, and what's the temperature there?
The temperature here is 22 degrees, and the people in Texas, they're acting as though we're all going to be frozen like statues.
Yeah, well, I'm not afraid to fly, and I don't mind being scanned from head to toe. The only difference between my breasts and a woman is that mine are inverted, and a woman's is protruding.
Ba-dum-bump. That was a good one, Pete.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You take care. All right, so you heard Pete say he doesn't care about the body scanning, but there are a lot of people that would say, and I understand that, you know, the idea of the body scanning, a lot of people aren't too crazy about for all kinds of reasons, including the fact that you have kids, when you have kids that go through, how would you feel about it? See, here's the deal with anything. I'm not so much about finger pointing and it's all wet one way or the other way, because I think you have to think of solutions for you personally to deal with whatever it is. But the bottom line is this. A lot of people will say they don't care about it. They're not so worried about security. They're not worried about this until it happens to you. And when it happens to you, it's a whole different thing. When you get pulled aside, when you get searched, when you are late for a plane, when you don't make a plane, you know, numerous things. When that happens to you, then you have a different perspective. It's easy to say no worries until it happens to you or your family. And I've seen it. I've seen some ridiculous searching that's gone on already. Here's what so many people are also avoiding. The whole idea of profiling, for lack of a better way to describe it. You know, if you're talking about white women who were blowing up airliners or who were trying to blow up airliners, then pull us all aside. Pay closer attention, whatever. But we go back to the same thing, that people, that there are certain organizations that don't want to see that happen and are afraid of civil liberties, of where you're going, of all that other sort of stuff. Again, if you do this at airports, we had Sam who came on in our last hour who talked about Canada and the situation there, and he said he didn't care about what they did in Canada, the body scanning, all that other stuff, and also about traveling to Israel and El Al and going through the system. So that's where we're at. At this point, it's either damned if you do, damned if you don't. And regardless, the bottom line is you have to make up your own mind where you're going. If you don't, I say this all the time, and believe me, there is power in numbers. If you don't like what's happening, then get off of your rear end and write an email, call a congressman, call a senator, threaten them in the sense that, listen, I'm going to tell everybody because you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing in representing our district and representing our state, whatever it is. I mean, trust me. And people poo-poo that, but it's not true. We've seen it happen before. Remember the thing with the ports? That went away because all of a sudden people complain, ooh, a Dubai company actually controlling some of our ports because they had the money, so they were going to take over the security, etc. Once that's revealed, ooh, a lot of complaints. We're going to back off of that. They're going to back off. Everyone backs away. There are things that have been stopped and things that ultimately were changed as a result of people speaking out. So whether I agree with your point of view or not, I tell this to all of you every single time we're on the air. Any point of view is welcome on this show. Just bring it. Bring the solutions. What is the solution? 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. All right, coming up, don't forget, in the third hour, we have Nail the Score. I want to make sure everyone knows that because it didn't end with the season. As we said, we will roll into the postseason, and hopefully somebody will win the incredible prizes that we have to give away if somebody actually does it once we pick whatever the game of the week is. Besides what's happening as far as the airlines are concerned and security, which is just too huge, and of course giving us all agita, those who travel and debating as to, you know, what ultimately is the end goal here. There were some other things that happened of interest around the country that I wanted to make sure that we told you all about, including this, because we've gone over the Blackwater thing several times, and we've had Robert Liparulo on, who did massive research on Blackwater. We've had him on the show a bunch of times. Well, this happened out of Raleigh, North Carolina. This after, you know, the whole Blackwater thing was cleared. Remember what happened in the square? You had two former Blackwater contractors arrested on Thursday on murder charges in the shooting deaths of two Afghans and the wounding of a third after a traffic accident last year. It was actually a 13-count indictment unsealed hours after the arrest charges with these guys, with second-degree murder, attempted murder, weapons charges. You get the drift here. The FBI agents arrested both of them without incident, of course. What are they going to do? Both have said in recent interviews that they were justified in opening fire on a car that caused an accident in front of their car, then turned and sped toward them after they got help. Now, the indictment says that the shooting at that Kabul intersection killed two men and at least one other person was injured. And I've heard these interviews. They say they feel comfortable firing their weapon when their life is in danger. Their life was 100% in danger. So now what's going to be interesting to see is this company, which now isn't called Blackwater, by the way, after they settled a bunch of these federal lawsuits and then they talked about the illegal stuff by the company that led to the deaths of dozens of Iraqis, right? Now you wonder, you look at the, because of that, you look at some of the problems in Iraq and the relationships between Washington and Baghdad and the push in the government's increase in oversight of contractors and war zones. But isn't this interesting? Because the CIA absolutely wanted Blackwater there. They wanted the protection for the diplomats, period, end of story. So, you know, who's zooming who in this scenario? Blackwater contractors charged with the manslaughter in that the Nisour Square, they were, you know, that went away. The federal judge dismissed the charges, saying that the case wasn't built properly. So part of this, I think, is blowback for what happened in that square. And now you've got a very delicate balance here where the Iraqis are furious. Many of them are furious over what happened, saying that these contractors were just above the law there. But the government is saying they're going to still pursue the case. They're going to still do it. And you've got another federal prosecutor telling a Seattle attorney that they are going to go after, they're going to charge another Blackwater contractor in the killing of an Iraqi guard back in 2006. So now you got all these federal lawsuits still surrounding Blackwater. And who created this reckless culture in the first place that allowed any of this stuff to happen? The CIA. Because, again, they were the ones who gladly paid the big money and desperately wanted the services of Blackwater. Not that I'm defending some of the things that have come out of that, but give me a break here. All right, if you want to throw in your 2 cents on any of the things that we're talking about, you can do that at 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Meet you on the flip side.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me.
ATN, Kate Delaney, hanging out with all of you, and we're talking about security. What else? In the sky, Obama pretty much shrugging off any of the calls for firings over security lapses. That's not going to happen. You know that I said that that was the big mistake. There should have been reaction from Hawaii. Not that hard. Even if you don't know all the details, you're still the commander-in-chief. Boom, that's what I would have done. Get ahead of the curve, right? And then also, sorry, you just cannot allow that to happen and say, the buck stops with me, and here's my security team, and we're not going to let this happen. Right, because if it happens again and someone's dead, then what? Then you fire someone? I still think there should have been at least a couple of people that were responsible for these lapses that would be gone. We've had too much time to mess around with this since 9/11. We shouldn't be in this position. Can we still have security lapses, if you will, even if everybody was diligent and focused and doing their jobs correctly? Of course. But now it's like a joke. It's a layup. Spin the wheel of fortune. Maybe today the guards will be alert. Maybe today somebody will actually stop the person who has the student visa to the phony school and not let him through. Maybe today, when the father complains at the embassy that his kid is radicalized and he's very concerned about what's going to happen, somebody will not allow the kid, the 23-year-old, to get on a plane bound for the United States. I mean, give me a break, bottom line. So at least it was addressed today. And there were some solutions kind of thrown out, but it was disappointing that there weren't many solutions as to the specifics of what really, really is going to change. It looks like we're in store for body scanners and pat downs and that sort of thing as, you know, we get on planes. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hello, Don.
When he said the buck stops there, so if something does happen again, you think he'll fire himself?
Well, if the buck stops there, that's the true saying. You're right. If I own the company and I tell you, we screw up, I'm gone, well, that's right, but obviously not. But touche.
I'm only wishful thinking there, right? So, and did you notice all the rhetoric thing has talked today that, we have an adversary and we have, you know, and he used every word you can to foe and every word that you can use to decipher somebody against you except the word terrorist. It's just amazing how these slimy liberals are just, you know, they can't say the word terrorist. Oh, gosh, that'd be George Bush and Jay's word, you know, and so I just, by the way, this underpinning bomber guy, would that be a whole new word, meaning to the word stink bomb?
But I'm bump. You get the star for the funny tonight.
Anyway, though, and by the way, maybe Obama want to do something right this week. Maybe he can point his little magic finger and say, all right, executive order, Alabama and Boise State got to play each other next week at Cowboy Stadium. I'm sure Jerry Jones would love to have the game. Cowboys will be up in Minnesota, of course, you know, after they scalp the feathers off these bald eagles this coming weekend. And, you know, so the Cowboys won't be around. So the stadium's available, and it would be great to see him just step in and say, I'm tired. Everybody's tired of this BCS baloney. And you got two teams left undefeated. Let them play it off, you know.
But you know how I feel about that. Absolutely. There should be a playoff. Give me a break.
Yeah, I know. And of course, you know, and wait a minute now. Isn't this the Alabama team that already think that's not out of last year in the Sugar Bowl? But anyway, listen, I wanted to finish last time we were up against the edge there, telling you the story about the deputy that got shot, and it's some interesting stuff, and Mark's going to love this. I'm sure he's going to want to talk to you about it. But this female deputy, Josie Fox, pulls over a car that was suspected in robbery early Tuesday morning, and the driver inside shot her right above the vest in the neck and killed her. Mm. Where she left a husband and two little children behind. And turns out that there was a big manhunt going on in the tri-state area trying to find this guy, and they said it was a Ramon something another, and I thought, oh, great, here we've got another illegal up here. You know, you remember the story in California with the cop that was shot there by the drug dealer. He ran back across the border, and then Mexico wouldn't let him come back up here and let him extradite him until they guaranteed they wouldn't give him the death penalty. And of course, you shoot a police officer in the United States, that's a capital offense in whatever state you're in. And, you know, I guess there's states that don't have capital, but they do in Utah. But in any case, though, so my first thought was, boy, this county happened in Miller County. I'm like, I hope they call the immigration, you know, Border Patrol, let them know this guy's heading this way, because you know that's where he's headed, you know. But 2 days later, they were able to catch him and an accomplice in Denver, Utah, and they were hiding out and they were sleeping in a shed, I guess. And, of course, you know what Beaver's famous for, right?
Say it, then you know what's famous for?
Beaver, Utah.
Uh-huh, no.
That's where Robert Leroy Parker, Butch Cassidy, was born. Anyway, I've actually been right by the actual house. It's still there. That's a good hideout place for criminals. No, I'm just kidding. They're fun people down there. But so they did capture these guys, and of course he'll be up for capital punishment once they convict him. You know, but here's what threw the whole story for a loop. A guy, evidently about 8-9 years ago, had been arrested and put into jail, and he was actually here legally in the United States and then was deported, and he'd come back twice and been deported, arrested and then deported, and now he was here a third time, and I'm just shaking my head like, is this like a revolving door down there at the border? People
of course
just come back up here when they want, and I was starting to wonder, Kate, what's a bigger mess right now, the immigration problem or the health problem in the United States?
You know how I feel. Don, we're going to let you slide because we're getting closer, but I think immigration, to me, I think immigration should have been, first of all, we know this, going back decades, there were laws on the books, they were ignored, the problem just multiplied like cockroaches. It was crazy how open the borders were, letting people in, and then what happened 2 years ago in the fight where you had people that were had signs that were saying pro-immigration. I thought it should have said pro-illegal immigration. People got their hackles up, and of course, because it was there were a lot of people that were a lot of senators and Congress folks that were up for re-election, they just shelved the whole immigration thing, and that's where it sits. It sits on a shelf. Let's go to Mark in New York. Hello, Mark.
How you doing, Kate? A couple little things real quick. First thing, would you please do me a favor and ask Matt to start sharing, and he knows what I'm talking about. Okay?
Okay.
The second thing is I went to my cardiologist today, and she said, stand back. I got to take your picture. I asked them why. They really couldn't give me an answer, but I'm more worried about nailing the score than that. But there's one thing that people really aren't addressing about this whole, whatever, the terrorism and the whole
right,
thing.
Right.
How it keeps us separated as a people. You go out there, you go to Walmart or even a supermarket, everybody looks at each other like we're all criminals.
Mm-hmm.
So the more they do this, I think they're winning just by keeping us separated from each other.
You mean by creating suspicions?
Yeah.
That are over the top now, that people have gotten crazy about everything,
yeah.
And they're very... And where people used to be friendlier, it's a sort of a colder nation, if you will.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. And the more they got us separated, the more... That's what they want. That's all it is. They want to keep us separated. I don't understand. But, hey, like I said, you know, I just rather nail the score right now.
That's why we have to lighten the load sometimes. I say that all the time. Absolutely, Mark. Because all the people that have come before us and the ones now that are serving, that are fighting for the freedoms,
yes.
You have to at least, absolutely, you have to jump
yes.
on the soapbox. Our
right.
hair's all on fire. We're all upset.
Right.
And that's part of America tonight. But there's another part of America, and you have to take a breath, and you have to enjoy the freedoms that we still have.
You got it, kiddo.
Right. Absolutely. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
All right, he makes a good point, and that's why I say that, because you got to be vigilant. You got to hold their feet to the fire, no matter what your ideology is. And see, that's the thing. I think part of the problem is the finger pointing, and he does have a point where it's like sports teams. Now we're all on teams, and everybody has a label: conspiracy theory, neocon, conservative right-wing nut, whatever. Everybody has a label. And the problem is with the labels, the more that that happens and the more that there aren't solutions from whatever's offered up, then he's right. The more separation is created. So an interesting bit from Mark. I agree. The more that you see that, it's like those distractions that people talk about. It is a distraction if that's what people are doing, tearing each other apart and trying to recognize their differences and figuring out ways to come up with solutions. All right, speaking of solutions, Michigan Congressman Pete Hoekstra said an interesting thing. He's the top dog Republican-wise on the House Intelligence Committee. He said the American people shouldn't have to rely on luck and passengers' sheer determination to stop any kind of an attack. Of course not. They need a government that's working together on the executive and congressional levels to help keep our homeland safe. And that's why people are questioning that at all different walks of life as to what is going on in Washington. It seems to be nothing but a log jam and a lot of CYA going on. Coming up, speaking of CYA, Gitmo. Let's hear what Jane Harman has to say about the president wanting to eventually close Gitmo down and right now freeze all the transports back to Yemen. That's next on America Tonight.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
No attorneys to plead my case, no obvious to send me into outer space. At my fingers, I'll be true with diamonds and gold, but that ain't gonna help me now. I'm in trouble, in trouble now. I'm in trouble now. I stir my eyes down. I'm in trouble, in trouble now. I'm in trouble now.
You know what the big rumor in D.C. is that the IRS is going to actually be the, and which it makes sense, because if you're talking about taxation, the IRS is going to have to beef up its own to be the enforcers, if you will, on this whole healthcare thing once healthcare gets approved. Because you're talking about tax forms, right? So now in the middle of this debate, what's going to happen if you require all Americans to have health insurance and prove it? They're going to have to do that on their tax forms or face the fine, right? So now that would mean they would have to figure out how to enforce the health insurance mandate. Oh, because they're so good at the taxes as it is right now. So, like, the IRS, what, is going to audit randomly all the poor people, all the middle-income folks? And how much is it going to cost to do that? And we don't even know. See, that's where I was saying originally, this is the problem with the health care reform mandate. You get these figures from the CBO, but they're guesstimates. It's like we're on a car lot and we're guessing how much we're going to have to pay for that car. It's not a definite. This isn't a Saturn dealership. So, oh yeah, they fell apart. So, no. There are too many tenants to this, and we're going to end up paying a bloody fortune. I promised that we would tell you what, and I happened to hear this, a couple of these things today, including Congresswoman Jane Harman. She was on one of the Fox shows defending the president's stance first on the Gitmo decision on what to do with Gitmo, and especially with the transfer of the guys from Yemen to just freeze that for right now, but ultimately close Gitmo. Here's what Congresswoman Harman said.
I think both moves are correct. I applaud the president for reconsidering something that was in process, which at least was to release 40 Yemeni prisoners from Guantanamo. I'm glad he did that. There are 92 Yemeni prisoners, and they will have to be moved elsewhere. Closing Gitmo is the right thing to do. It has created more problems than it has solved. It was set up outside the reach of U.S. law by the Bush administration some years ago. People were not given a status, and the Supreme Court and the Congress both have intervened to set up some kind of a legal framework around Guantanamo, and now it's a Neverland, and that is wrong. It's the biggest recruiting tool that al-Qaeda has against us. Closing is the right thing to do. It has to be closed in the right way, and any prisoner in Gitmo, any detainee in Gitmo has to be transferred to someplace where we're sure that person cannot engage in more terror acts against us or against any of our allies. And yet, the president is on that.
Yeah, so why don't we transfer them, Congresswoman Harman, to the states? Why not put them in Illinois? Because after all, boy, the people would love to have those jobs at the Thompson prison. And I'm sure that wouldn't stir up any al-Qaeda folks either, right? Come on. Here's what she said on the move to the Illinois prison.
The Illinois move is welcomed by the government officials of Illinois on a bipartisan basis. I understand that just yesterday, Illinois moved to put up that prison for sale to the federal government so it can be converted into a supermax facility. Let's understand that since 9/11, over 200 people charged with terrorist crimes, both foreign nationals and U.S. Nationals, have been convicted and are serving time in U.S. jails. In contrast, only three people have been tried and convicted by military commissions. Our federal laws work. We operate by the rule of law. And if we don't live our values, I'm not sure how we'll ever win the argument against these terrorists who want to attack us.
All right. Fair or foul on Harmon's comments. I'm going to cry foul on her explanation for all of that. Let's go to Mark, who's listening to us in Long Island. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, I had so many other topics I want to talk about. You talk about Harman. I saw that today. So I'll stick with that. You know, I was just reading something about Guantanamo in the new issue of Weekly Standard. The fact that Israel is still in existence comes up more when al-Qaeda has these, they release these statements than Guantanamo ever does. It's almost never mentioned. So I don't know what she's talking about, a recruiting tool. Even if we just agree with her for it. Kate, we give $7 billion or close to it we're planning to give to Pakistan. But the ISI, we know, is assisting Osama bin Laden, or at least that's what we're told, if you agree. If you have to agree the whole premise that we didn't create Osama bin Laden. But let's just say, just follow my point. We're
okay.
Giving $7 billion in for Pakistan. The ISI disagrees with our stance. The people of Pakistan disagree with us. They burn our flag and our presidents and effigy and everything else. We're giving money to build roads and schools in Afghanistan, and what do we got? We got CIA agents that get blown up by other, you know, assets there in Afghanistan. We're getting our troops shot up in on the border of Pakistan and Afghanistan by their own people. We're supposed to give $160 million in aid to Yemen at the same time we're bombing them. We have, terrorists all over the place. The point is, you know, when Hillary Clinton said that, I said, well, why are we giving them aid? Because all we're going to do is help the security forces, and then they're going to shoot our shoulders in the back. So this is insanity. And she's also for, Harman's for the scanners in the airports,
yeah.
That brings me to my next point. Isn't the simplest answer to a problem, Kate, usually the correct one? If there was a veteran that called the Alex Jones show today or yesterday, he said that when he was in Iraq, he would not he would only wand the female people in Iraq. He would not body scan them or feel them up, and his supervisor wanted to do that. But I mentioned that to you on the last call, that that's what they would do. People would scream and piss and moan about that. But the point is that that's what it's about. And look at, go at the money. Where would, the Chertoff and the rest of them, his associates, they had these machines on order. So the simplest answer is they wanted to sell these machines and make money, so they allowed this to happen. If this, if that plane, that plane would have come down if it was a really planned terrorist attack. It was a planned. I firmly believe it. And while I want to talk about health care and how Obama pledged to put everything on C-SPAN, and now we're going to get an hour of this. This is garbage with Nancy Pelosi. You're living in a freaking communist state. You know, they lie through their teeth. But back to the simplest answer. This is going to sound a little crazy, and it'll take 30 seconds. But do you remember when Jan Arena was picked for Attorney General? Kimba Wood and Zoe Baird. Remember the two judges?
Yes.
They were picked by Hillary. Now, listen to me, America. Some of this is innuendo. You're not going to believe this. Hillary Clinton told Bill, I want a female and I want a lesbian. Now, look, that's what they wanted for Attorney General with Janet Reno. It's the same thing with Janet Napolitano. I'm not criticizing lesbians per se, but I'm telling you, politics and gender comes into the call of who gets these jobs. Hillary Clinton, do you remember Dee Dee Myers, her press secretary?
Mm-hmm.
Hillary Clinton used to chase Dee Dee Myers around so much that Dee Dee Myers quit. I have a good friend I used to drive trucks with whose son is in naval intelligence. One of his best friends is a Secret Service agent. When they were bringing women into the White House for Bill Clinton, they were bringing women in for Hillary Clinton, too. This woman is not only is Hillary and Janet Apollo unqualified, not because they're homosexuals, but because politics and gender politics is taking precedence over the safety of this country. You can disagree. This is my opinion, all right? But if you folks, this, you probably
hear, how do we get down this road of lesbians in the White House?
No, Janet Apollo was a political appointee.
Oh, yeah.
Hillary Clinton has got something on Barack Obama. She said, put this woman in. She's not qualified to be
in. She's not.
And it was Janet Reno.
No, I agree.
And I said, well, how do we get here? Because this is what these people do. He just taps some transgender freak to be in They don't care about quality. They just want these special interests. I didn't come out and say anything about the fact that they are lesbians. But
Right. But let me stop you there. I do agree with what you're saying in the sense of you've connected the dots to the special interest. That's why there's no way Janet Napolitano should be in the position that she's in. She's not qualified, and she's doing a reckless job, to say the least. All right, we're up against it. Thanks, Mark, for the call. If you have any thoughts on any of the things that we've talked about here on America Tonight, you can send them to me, snail mail, americatonight.net.